You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Happy Thursday from the Dom and Jeremy show at Denver's Mix 100, where it's time for a trending report. Remember at this time yesterday morning, we were playing all that audio from Tom Cruise and his big tirade that he threw. Blah, blah, blah. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
He's really pouring it on, wasn't he?
And one of the things we talked about was whether or not he did this intentionally just to kind of fire up the movie industry people and become their champion.
Mm-hmm.
He's our hero.
Oh,
he's looking
Tom.
Out for us.
People throwing roses at his feet.
I just want to say we were spot on correct. All of the other A-listers in Hollywood are lining up now to say he's right.
Patting
him
on the back.
Thank you, Tom Cruise.
The voice of reason.
George Clooney is one of them. He was on the Howard Stern show saying he's not wrong at all about this. Yeah. And that's what I thought. I thought this was calculated to try to get all the Hollywood people together. And
yeah, it's going to happen.
Do.
Yeah, it's like, Hollywood, save us. That whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tom Cruise is the one. I'm sorry, I don't mean to really bash the poor guy, but he was the one after 9/11 when the whole country is just in shock. And he got up at the Academy Awards or whatever and said, the world needs us right. Speaking about Hollywood, he goes, the world needs us right now.
Yeah, right.
And most of us were like, yeah, that's what we need. A bunch of spoiled Hollywood actors. That's what we need in our time of trouble.
Another Mission Impossible reboot. Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah, hurry and do that, will you?
That'll save us.
Oh, God. They went out and did a survey, asked people, they're like, what are some of the bad habits you've picked up this year? And, my God, people did not hesitate to answer. The number one response was snacking throughout the entire day.
That's hard to kick.
40% of people say, yep, that has become my new habit. All day long, I'm snacking. Not eating enough fruits and vegetables. What are those again?
No idea.
Drinking too much caffeine, but then, of course, the biggie in here, too much alcohol.
Oh.
They even have stats, Jeremy, showing the number of people who work from home and yet blow off work early to start hitting the bottle.
Really? My goodness. I wonder how many people are going to develop a serious problem after this, you know?
It says it's just under half of the population have done that.
My goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and staying in pajamas all day. So apparently we are turning into a fat, drunk,
sloppy,
slovenly
Nicole
society.
Said that to me the other day because she wears these like little tight pant things. They're like yoga pants. She calls them her workout pants. I know. She's like, are you sick of seeing me in my workout pants? Because that's all she wears now is those.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, ma'am.
I've been trying to be much better about leaving jeans on for like the vast majority of the day, just so I don't feel like such a slob.
Jeans are my softy pants, though. I do not do well lounging around in like fleece pants or pajama pants. Jeans to me is loungewear. I will throw on a pair of jeans and a hoodie, and I'm just as comfortable as being in pajamas.
Oh, I gotta have my softy pants.
I don't like the softy pants. I don't know.
You're an idiot.
Give me a belt. I need something with a belt.
Let's see. There's a town in Minnesota, Forest Lake, Minnesota. They're now facing a big backlash because they took $150,000 of their federal coronavirus relief money. And before I tell you what they did with it, what would you think a city should do? Help local businesses.
Sure.
Right?
Help the homeless.
Help the homeless. Help people who are struggling. Help people who have lost their jobs. No, Forest Lake, Minnesota took the money and they replaced the clubhouse at their golf course.
Well, it was time.
The mayor says the clubhouse will help with social distancing.
Oh, will it? Yeah.
Really?
Bunch of bros hanging out there drinking beers.
So, yeah, you got a bunch of people really hurting, and the city of Forest Lake pumped the money into their clubhouse at the golf course.
Don't they take a vote on this stuff? I mean, are people not paying attention?
Oh, I have a feeling with him defending it, the mayor's going to get voted on before you know it.
Oh, man.
Anyway, what else is trending right now?
Well, trending story here with U.S. Senator Angus King, Dom.
I say.
Which you have to believe, kids probably called him Anus King all through high school. You'd have to think, right?
The anus king.
Anus king! Anus king! Kids are mean. Anyway, old Angus King is...
Well, Angus King is getting the last laugh, I'll tell you what. He will vote on some legislation that will wipe you out.
I know. Old Angus King is an independent from Maine, and he's come up with an interesting idea to keep people at home during the holidays and to avoid gatherings. Angus wants free streaming across the board. Free streaming services. He wrote a letter. I penned a letter. To Netflix, Disney, Hulu, HBO, Prime, Apple, blah, 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 blah. No responses yet. I see. We need free streaming.
Yeah, who's going to pay for it, Angus?
Right. Few complications. This story is saying, what do you do for the people who are already subscribers? Do you drop the fee then for a month, I guess, for those people and just make it free for everybody for a month? Basically, the story is saying, well, paying customers are going to want something out of this. You can't just sign up for free. Newbies for a month. Streaming services are currently trying to make more money. They want extra traffic, more money right now since people are sitting around at home right now. It's a great money-making opportunity. Actually, I recall that Netflix and Disney just raised my subscription prices.
Correct.
They got to pay for all this stuff. HBO just dropped their free trial because that Wonder Woman 1984 is coming out. They want people to subscribe and watch the movie. There's a whole list of things of why this isn't going to work for Mr. King.
I would respectfully tell the fine gentleman from the great state of Maine that I don't believe the answer to our troubles is to push more people onto the couch in front of the television.
I agree. And this story goes on to say, you know what? People are still going out and not listening to any of the rules. What makes you think this is going to stop them?
Right.
They're still going to go out. They're just now going to have a free month of, they can watch Mulan, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. According to a new survey by Ashley Madison, people who regularly cheat on their significant others are super duper excited about the new vaccine, Dom. Why?
Why is that?
Well, they can get back to having those in-person affairs
versus
all those virtual affairs that they've been having. So they're like, poke me with the vaccine, and I'm going to get out there and get freaky deaky again.
Did you say poke me, poke me?
Indeed I did, Senator. Also, a new study out this morning saying cats recover from the coronavirus much faster than people.
That's just because cats don't GAF.
They don't have
anything.
Time for a virus at all. They're like, whatever, I've recovered. They say scientists aren't really sure why, but they are trying to figure it out because that could lead to more insight with the virus and making us get over it just a little bit faster.
So maybe cats' bodies are inherently doing something that we need to kind of mimic.
Yeah.
You know what it is? We all need to lick ourselves.
We need to poop in a box is what we need to do.
That's what we do, right?
Yeah, if only.
And if we all slept 18 hours a day. So.
Right. A couple good news stories. A 107-year-old woman in Minnesota who lived through the Spanish flu now says she's feeling great after beating the coronavirus. Man, that is a tough cookie right there. And then the superintendent of a school district in West Virginia canceled all classes yesterday so kids could go out and play in the snow. First snow of the year, Dom. He said everyone needed a break and told all the kids to go out and build a snowman. Go all congregate together and hang out and build snowmen together and
God.
Cough on each other.
Would you like to get the virus?
Yeah, I would like to get the virus. New study looked at the top gifts people are ordering in all 50 states this year. Gadgets, a lot of gadgets on the list. Of course, the biggies this year, the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox 5, I guess, biggies this year. Those things are hard to find. Apple products are big. iPad Airs, the iPhone, the watches. God, I need a new phone. My phone's doing this thing now where it won't even, like, charge. You got to unplug it and plug it, unplug it, plug it, unplug it. And then it finally, like, after the sixth time, it starts charging.
Mm-hmm.
Video games are on there. Keurigs are big in Arizona and Michigan. Something called Vector Robots are big here in Colorado. I'll have to look that up. This one gave me a bit of a laugh. Fitbits are number one in Iowa. Have you been to Iowa? Home of the volcano. I think I've told you guys about the volcano have when we go to the truck stops in Iowa. Texas toast topped with French fries, topped with ground beef, topped with nacho cheese, and then more cheese, and then jalapenos. Mm-hmm. The volcano in Iowa. Mm-hmm. Fitbits are the number one Christmas item.
Look at this, Herb. I got 250 steps today.
Fit, man. I'm fitting it in my mouth. Nom, 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 nom. Patio heaters are on the list. Harry Potter wands are on there. I don't know. What do you have on your Christmas list? I haven't asked you that this year. Do you have anything good? You guys doing anything?
Peace on earth.
You know what's on my list? New pots and pans.
Oh, boy,
I want new pots and pans and new cookie sheets.
It's funny. I want a new pot to make my iced tea in.
Simple. Just a couple of simple guys here.
We don't need much.
We don't need much. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to two of Colorado's favorite things. They've been combined. Beer and dogs. Budweiser is making Man's Best Friend the face of its new holiday beer. You got to go to this at dog rates on Twitter, and you tweet out a picture of your pup and hashtag it Pupweiser. And then the team at Budweiser goes through and picks the cutest dogs, and they're putting them on their holiday cans this year. So you can see a few of the examples and go, on our Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.